Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
No thank you, annoying dumb list, Santa and Raven. They released the top three most annoying, terrible Christmas songs of all time.
Seems like a lot. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here's the first one. Okay. Spoiler alert. The number one song is my favorite song of all time, and I'm not happy about it. It's Santa and Raven. Here was number three.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mom.
The Christmas shoes song.
Don't even get me started.
Here's the thing.
Don't even get me started.
We can't ever say anything bad about this song because we get 700 angry emails from people.
It's like talking bad about Prince. Like,
yeah.
People come out of the woodwork,
right.
Man.
How dare you?
Right, right. They just attack, whatever. So I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to say it's not one of my favorites.
It makes me cry.
Yes.
It just makes me cry. And I don't want to cry sad when I think about the holidays.
Especially when I'm sitting in a random parking lot or at a red light.
Right.
I mean, I got a life I got to get through here today. It's challenging enough this year.
Oh, my gosh. If you've never listened to that song, you probably don't want to if you're in a good mood.
I'm just saying, not one of my favorites. But that's the third worst song they're saying.
The second one, okay. This was such a big deal for me when I was a kid. So I don't understand why this is on the list.
That's a terrible song.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
When I was little, I lost my two front teeth for Christmas.
No, all kids do. Yeah, it's a thing.
And Hayden, my oldest daughter, she also did.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, all kids do.
But it's like a tradition thing, and then you sing the song, and it's so exciting.
Here's the thing. That song should come out for the 30 days that you're dealing with the fact that you lost your front teeth, and then it should go away, and you should never hear it again in your life.
All right.
It's a song of situation. It's a situational song. And then when that situation's up, don't play it again.
And they're saying that this is the most annoying holiday song of all time, and this is literally my favorite, and it makes me really upset that they would ever suggest such a thing, because I think this spreads joy and happiness.
Let me hear it.
Hey, jing-a-ding-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Seems crass to think that's the worst one.
I love this song. It makes me bounce. Maybe because I'm an Italian girl?
Yes.
Because I come from Italian immigrants.
It helps, but I like a donkey song.
Right. Everybody likes the donkey song. Everybody requests the donkey song.
Right.
Like, hey, you guys don't play enough of the donkey song. I agree with you.
Is that supposed to be the listener that supports your same opinion about the song so then you make a dopey voice of them?
No,
that's not how we make friends, Anna Zapp.
No, I agree with you.
Right.
That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Anna. Why don't you play more Dominic the Donkey? I'm like, I don't know, Daddy. I tell them all the time. Nobody cares what I think.
Seems like a poor choice. I like that song. It's fun. I mean,
me too.
Of all the sleepy songs that are associated with the holiday, I think they could have come up with a better list.
I think so.
The question is, who was the focus group and who were they asking?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think that it's up to interpretation on what songs you think are the best holiday songs or the worst. Now, worst is negative, so let's push it out of the way. And how dare you say that Dominic the Donkey is the worst? Let's talk about your favorite song, because mine is Dominic the Donkey, because it reminds me of my family, you know? Like, we all dance and we laugh. What's your favorite song?
Let's take a flyaway to the tropical land of Hawaii, Anna Zapp.
Maka is a thing to say.
You can look over there to your left and you'll see Bing Crosby amazingly pale, putting on a massive amount of suntan lotion right now this morning as he heads over to the corporate luau. And that's what we'll be celebrating today's Christmas holiday.
I like this song, too. This is nice. It doesn't feel very Christmassy, but who cares? It's festive.
Have you ever seen Christmas Vacation? This is poolside and vacation-y.
All right.
And Christmassy.
Yeah.
All those things.
It's good, but it's not like this. That's what I'm talking about.
See, same thing. You're supposed to say positive, not tear down somebody else's choice, Anna Zapp.
All right.
Wow.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Maybe they're just COVID drunk. I'm not quite sure. If you turn your van into a restaurant dining room because if you miss eating out so much that that's your plan because you don't want to take the food to go takeout, that's all I need to know about you. But I'm not sure if it's genius.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a van, you're rolling around. Vans aren't very sexy in the back. I got news for you. You want to know what's in the back of my van right now?
What?
I have a van at the house. There are 6 wine barrels in there. There is a mini bike in there. There is my old mailbox. I threw that in there because I didn't get that to the dump before the snowstorm. So, yeah, I mean, the back of the van, a random place, like a storage pod in your driveway.
Yeah, so there's a couple. They weren't satisfied with takeout, so they converted the back of their van into a mini dining room. Here they are talking about it.
You can get the takeout and you bring it home.
Oh, nice.
There's no spirit in that.
There's no spirit in it.
Right. And your French fries are soggy by the time you get home. That's a real thing.
Yeah, so they had a solution.
The next day, we bought this little table at Menards and put some folding chairs and a carpet in there.
Total investment under $100. It's not just food, it's a mission. And I certainly know how it feels to be a Kardashian now.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with the Kardashians.
Because they're fancy.
They normally put carpets in the back of vans.
They so
and then
fancy.
Tout that it's over less than $100. Right. By the way, it doesn't sound like much of a conversion.
And it's not,
bought a table.
It's a mission.
2 folding chairs. Yeah. Piece of AstroTurf.
Right.
Okay.
But this is being covered by.
You know what? Good for them.
A lot of news outlets. But then they went on and did this.
We're starved.
I just snorted.
And then I was like, oh, they're drunk. Oh, they're just drunk in the back of the van. What's happening here? I don't know. It's all I need to know about you. It's creative. I'll give them that.
If you're cleaning your car off this morning with a shovel, that's all I need to know about you. There's 2 types, Anna, when it comes to after a snowstorm, right? There's those that don't clean anything off the car whatsoever and let wind and Jesus take the wheel, if you will, as they drive down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's others that will clean off every bit. But I'm always amazed at the people that I see that act like they don't understand how things scratch or are worn typically just because it's snowing out at that point. Like, I mean, you can have, like, soft brushes or something nice. You know, people wax their cars when the weather's nice. When it's bad out, they'll just hit it with a shovel.
Well, I can do it my way. I just use my hand.
Well, that's safe. That's actually safer, you know, in a lot of ways. That's actually safer, right?
Yeah.
Than scraping off, especially when they tell you got to clean the top of your SUV and you see someone and they're just like, well, I guess I'll just use this same thing that I used exactly on my driveway.
Yeah.
Let me use that at this moment.
Well, sometimes you got to be creative. That's what it comes down to.
Use your arm.
Raven, are you afraid of needles?
No, not really, actually.
1 in 4 adults are somewhat afraid of needles. And I understand that. It's Anna and Raven. I'm like, I don't like getting shots. Does anybody like getting shots?
Well,
I don't think so.
Nobody likes getting shots, but I mean, if you're going to put a needle in my arm, that's not really all that big of a deal. I mean, if you're coming at me with a needle for my eyeball, I guess I'd be a little bit more worried, a little bit more apprehensive, right?
Right. So there's this viral video that's going around, and I feel bad for the guy. The guy is a grown man.
Sure.
And he's getting a shot, and his family is crowding around him because they know how terrified he is. And he is literally in tears and they're laughing at him.
I mean, that's just worse for me.
That's him screaming and then laughing.
That's a man?
That's a man.
Does he weigh 72 pounds?
No.
Well, I'd be laughing at him too.
That's not nice,
that's,
Raven.
I mean, that's not really his voice, right? I mean, he's not Mike Tyson.
No, he's just terrified. See, so people don't realize it, but it's a real thing. It's called
trypanophobia.
And trypanophobia, whatever that is
Thank
the fear
you, Mr.
of
Robot.
Needles. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a valid fear. If the man doesn't feel good, that's fine. But, you know, obviously, I think he's working himself up more to it.
Well,
the more you work yourself up, the worse it's going to be.
It happens. But that's what happens when you have an unnatural fear like that. And I shouldn't even say unnatural, because if you have that fear, you have it. There's nothing you can do. I'll never forget my older daughter, and she hates when I tell this story. I'm sorry, Princess, if you're listening. When she was younger, not anymore, but two nurses to hold her down.
Oh, no, I know. You told me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Remember how humiliated I was the next day?
Well, humiliated and terrified at the same time. You feel terrible. Right. You're holding your child down.
And she's the calmest, like, girl in the whole world. And it was literally like she was having, like a panic attack, flailing while they were holding her down for a flu shot.
So what did they say to do? What is it you're supposed to do?
So if you are afraid, and, you know, you have to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to everybody.
Sure.
Okay. Be open and upfront about it. Tell the person giving you the shot.
You don't have to. Let me just put that paraphrase there.
Okay.
You'll be able to make
decisions. If you make the decision to get the shot.
Right.
Right. You have to be open and upfront. Tell the person that...
Dictator Anna.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Whatever you choose to do.
So tell the person that you don't do well.
And then they'll be able to calm you down.
Okay.
Think about why you're doing it.
That seems like a vague answer. That's one of the three answers.
Five.
Is that person will be able to do it for you?
Okay. Well, they'll be able to calm you down. They have techniques. They're trained professionals.
Let's hope. Yeah. Okay.
Try some deep breathing.
Sometimes that makes me feel more amped up.
Really?
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Distract yourself. Talk to somebody else in the room about something totally unrelated.
See, so now I'm totally fine with needles, but I look away. I'm not going to say that I don't look away. I want to be surprised by it.
So that's actually number five, is you're never supposed to look. I never look when I'm getting a shot, and that's what I taught Hayden. I go, like, look at mommy. Look mommy in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. But the biggest trick that I've taught with my little one, so my toddler Dakota is two, is that I make Hayden go first now. And this is actually mom psychology for me.
Right.
Is what I've taught Hayden is
she needs to be brave.
You have to be brave for your little sister.
Right.
And it has worked like a charm, because now Hayden's not afraid because she has to be brave for her little sister.
Focused on her little sister, right.
And Dakota watches big sister and she doesn't even blink an eye.
You know, I'm just going to give you one example of what I think is the right thing to do. It's not a needle. Yeah. It was a harpoon used in Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
And it goes through the door and it goes through the leg of this individual and impales them, all right?
Okay.
So it's not a tough individual that they're thinking. They're driving down the road. They're being chased by demons. But, you know, that's something else. We'll get to that another time. But what he says is, to avoid that moment, is we're going to go on three.
Okay.
Okay? And then he goes, one! And he rips the door off right there.
All right, we'll do it that way. Santa Claus needs your help. He needs to know who belongs on the nice list and who belongs on the naughty list. You can call the Santa tip line 24 hours a day and leave a message for the big guy. That number is 833-431-0905. Let's check the messages.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
Message received today.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Puplo, and I'd like to let you know my mother, Judy, and my stepdad, Ronnie, have been very nice to me this year. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I mean, I know you got years where you feel like they're not. To be fair, just so you know, Julie has been calling a lot, all right? So
that's
you guys are clearly being nice this year.
Very, very nice.
That's right. She's called quite a few times to let us know. So we will certainly let Santa know.
When you get off the phone with somebody, mm-hmm. how do you say bye?
I just say bye. Take it easy.
Bye. You say, what do you, like, I'm trying to think about
it. So are we talking about, like, somebody that I don't know, somebody that it's like a customer service situation? Are we talking about one of my friends?
I don't know.
I just be like, peace.
Okay.
Peace,
because she said, bye-bye. And my mom says, bye-bye.
I know she does, yeah.
But my mom says, bye-bye several times.
Yeah, she's bye-bye.
She's got to have the last word. She'll be like, bye-bye. And then I'll say, all right, bye, mom. She'll be like, bye-bye. And I'm like, all right, bye. And then I just have to hang up because she'll just keep going until I stop.
Right.
And she did a bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that happens. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, Santa. It's Emily. So my sister Lana has been a good person this year. She's helped us down. Be on the nice list. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, her sister's been a good person. She helped her hold it down. Hold it down.
She's holding it down.
Right. I don't know what's going on with that.
Honest, usually, it's siblings that are always ratting out each other, saying the other one is being bad. This year,
yeah, it's been good.
It's been a lot of, like, my brother's good, my sister's good, and I think it's fantastic. It's really nice.
Yeah. On the other hand, I don't know how to deal with it. It's been very difficult for me to listen to.
Message received yesterday.
Don't want me to leave a message to Santa?
No. Why? Because
you're not going to be on the good list. You want to be on the good list? You want to be on the naughty list?
No.
Do you?
No.
Then you're going to be good, right?
Yeah.
All right, Santa, they're going to be good. This is for Emma, Haley, and Lily.
Can you tell the elf to delete mommy's game thing?
Oh, and mommy wants her game deleted from Lily because she turns around and she's always on this game.
When I ask her more food, she never gets me, and I don't know how to get it myself.
I don't know what's going on there. I think they wanted to delete somebody's game.
Somebody's app.
Clearly, the kids were all in trouble.
All in trouble.
One in more trouble than the rest.
100%.
Mom starts pointing that out. The other two start giggling like hyenas.
Right. They're like, you in trouble.
And then when mom says, no, wait, you're all in trouble, everybody gets quiet and serious at that point and then goes, well, wait a minute, mom, you've been playing your game a lot.
Yeah. Here's a suggestion and a tip that I have for parents. Put the Santa tip line right in your phone. 833-431-0905. Anytime those kids start misbehaving, you just hold up your phone. You show them that you're about to dial the Santa tip line, and it's like magic. All of a sudden, then, they start behaving. PNC every year releases their calculations of how much it would cost to actually have the 12 days of Christmas.
You know, that song drives me nuts in the fact that it does sound crazy expensive.
It's here's the good news. The pandemic has lowered the cost.
Oh, that's nice.
It's Hannah and Raven.
Nothing like a good recession, a good global pandemic, a good, you know, I won't go any further because I'd say something too far, but reduce costs.
Holiday song operation. This is when we take songs and we dissect them and really try to understand what's going on. According to PNC, the 12 Days of Christmas now is down 58.5% from last year.
I mean, that's pretty good, right?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're buying all these ridiculous things, $16,168.14. Seems like a lot of money.
That's a heck of a holiday. Like, yeah. I mean, if you win the Powerball and you want to be impressive, that's what you do. But
disagree because... let's start with this. Who wants these things?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming.
But I am into the 12 drummers drumming.
About 10 minutes.
But you know, like when people hire marching bands to show up at like birthday parties or like engagements.
Right.
Like that's
Beyonce
cool.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like
right, that kind of stuff. Right.
If there's anything on the 12 days of Christmas I want. Is I want that.
Yeah, but do you control when they drum and when they don't drum? That's my number one question.
No, because, they have the freedom to do what they want.
That's the thing. If you go hang out with, like, you know, fife and drum types, they drum whenever they want. They walk around, they're wearing kilts, they drink wherever they want, and they drum whenever they want. And I don't know if I want that on my holiday break.
I'll take that. I'll take surprise drumming.
Okay, that's good for you.
The Piper's piping I also want. I'll just say it.
Pipers kind of weird me out.
No, pipers are cool. No, they're like elves, I think. Elves.
That's the thing. You don't know what they are. You just told me they're like elves. You don't know.
Pipers are elves.
They come along.
No.
Oh, the rats follow them out of town, that kind of thing. Did they send the rats there in the first place? I don't know. Pipers seem a little bit shifty, if I'm being honest. They're sketchy.
I mean, I like when people jump.
Yeah, I'm cool with the Lord's leaping. I don't care. You know, just don't sue me if you twist an ankle on my front lawn like a bunch of carolers. But other than that, I'm cool with that. I mean, they're not even loud.
It's like watching the gymnastics at the Olympics. Yeah. It's exciting.
No, that's fine. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. Nine ladies dancing.
Like, why?
I'm here for that.
Like, nine ladies dancing. Like, if nine ladies, like, what
it's
kind
nine
of
those dancing emojis in my front yard.
That's what you want? Phone. You're okay with that one?
Nine of those going on right now.
Can I dance with them?
No.
Not
at my house.
Okay. I don't know.
No, that I don't want.
I don't want you.
I'm not going to tell them they can't do it there, to be clear, or in the middle of a restaurant or a mall or anything. They can milk whatever they want to if they're a maids of milking. They can do whatever they want. I just don't. I don't need to invite them over to do it.
According to this PNC.com that calculates this, 8 maids of milking, they cost $58 each. Since when do we put a price of $58 on maids of milking?
And you know what? Time to go back to the labor board because I'm thinking you're probably due some more.
Seven swans are swimming.
I like swans. If I had a pond, I would love for you to get me a bunch of swans. If I had like a pond in my yard.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm indifferent about that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Six geese are laying.
But now I already have all those swans.
Right.
So I really need these geese,
too. Now you got one of them nasty yards. It's got nothing but geese and duck poop all over it.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
Every time you walk outside, it's all over. You got to take off
your
shoes.
How do you make a snowman in that?
Yeah, it's true.
Five golden rings.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Gold's at an all-time high.
Right, you can trade that
in. You know, I will take that.
I actually believe I asked for a gold ring. I haven't gotten it yet.
Four calling birds.
No, I already got a ton of birds. I don't need more. Gosh. Yeah,
birds are fine. I'm not good at identifying them anyways. But
how many are we going to have? The geese, the ducks, like...
Three French hens.
Now there's just more of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Two turtle doves.
I mean, do you know...
Do turtle doves make any noise?
We don't even know what turtle doves are. They're regular doves, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Do you know how many birds you have at the end of this?
It is a lot of birds.
23. There's 23 birds. What are you going to do with 23 birds?
Open a sanctuary.
Okay, I guess.
So listen to this. I get this text message like on the way in this morning. And it's early, but my girlfriend Danielle is all kinds of like hyped up about it. It's Anna and Raven. So my husband last night at about 8 o'clock, he said he needed to get out of the house for a little bit. He was going to run and do some shopping or go to the grocery store and get gas. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. He works from home now, so I can see that you get anxious when you're home all day. You need to get out of the house.
Want to escape, right.
So I didn't think anything of it. But then at 10 o'clock, I woke up and I noticed he wasn't home yet. But again, I don't pay any attention.
Oh, he's probably having an affair.
Raven, no, he's not having an affair.
Oh, okay.
Why would you go there? Why would your brain go to that?
I mean, I'm just saying, it takes a long time to go to the convenience store.
Well, I don't know.
I watch a lot of dramatic television.
Clearly. So my girlfriend, Danielle, let me pull up the text. She texts me and she says, these boys were up to no good last night.
I told you.
Yeah, but she says, I swear one of them was hiding a present or something.
Oh, this is what it is. So they're getting their Santa scam on right now. So he got you something, and he needs your friend's husband's, you know, help putting it together or carrying it around or hiding it or whatever.
So I text back, and I say, what do you mean? She said, they seemed suspicious. When Paul got here, that's my husband, seemed like they were hiding something. And then all of a sudden, Paul was like, I forgot my phone in the car. Want to come down?
Which is obviously something no man would ever say.
To another man.
No matter, it wouldn't matter if you were in the city in the middle of a packed nightclub. They wouldn't say that. It's
right.
Not like girls going to the bathroom.
Exactly. So, like, why would Charlie, Danielle's husband, have to go get Paul's phone with him in the car?
Right. Escort him down to the driveway.
So she says, I questioned them and they assured me I was wrong. It took everything for me not to look out the window because I didn't want to ruin a surprise. And then she continued, they were sort of convincing, but why would Charlie go get the phone with him?
I mean, she's really still actually questioning that.
Yeah.
Come on.
She still thinks.
Yeah, it's something that takes a two-handed lift, a two-person lift.
So is it a gift for me that Paul is hiding at Danielle's house?
I mean, it could be, or it could be a group gift for, you know, the four of you guys. You obviously do stuff together often enough. Or it could be, no, it's probably one of those two things. Or it could be a dead body. So it's one of those three things is what I'm guessing.
I'm guessing they're not hiding a dead body for Christmas. That's not a good present. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Well, the bigger question is, what are you going to do with this information now? Are you going to go look for it?
Well, that's the question. So she asks, did you ask for anything sizable? Because he backed up the car into the driveway.
Oh, man.
But I didn't. I didn't ask for anything sizable. Like, I just asked for, like, little things, like pajamas and, like, new slippers. So what could it possibly be? And then she says, should I go look and, like, try to find it?
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck because, like, the kid in me is like, yes, go see what the heck they were doing and
totally.
What is he hiding?
Right, right.
But then it's like, if he went through that length to surprise me, why am I going to try to ruin it, spoiling the surprise for Christmas?
Boy, I really hope it's for you and Charlie didn't get it for her.
Right? Or for, according to you, his mistress that he's leaving to go have an affair with in the middle of the night.
Listen, I'm just saying, you say you're going to be out running to Walmart for 20 minutes. It's been 97 minutes. All right? And the clock is ticking. I'm watching these things.
What is wrong with you? Sometimes you just put an address in your navigation and you don't think anything of it. You just hit go to destination and you just start driving. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, where am I?
That's true. You know, I'm normally a person that if I drive somewhere one time, Anna, I know exactly where I'm going. I can remember the directions to anywhere. But I always use my GPS anyways because I'm big on traffic. The other day, I got caught out with this.
It's Anna and Raven. What happened?
Between destinations, we're running from stop to stop. Busy day, right? Tight schedule. So I decide that I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to eat terrible that day. I got to stop at McDonald's. So, you know, I've got the nav open. I'm going to my next spot. I hit the search button. I said, McDonald's along my path, near me, right? Hit the thing, says, oh, add 6 minutes. Oh, that doesn't sound bad at all. Hit the plus. It reroutes me. I start driving through a residential neighborhood. I'm thinking to myself, this looks like a strange place for a McDonald's.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Right.
It's not my town. It's not my neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. You just follow blindly. That's what the navigation told you to do.
Could be anywhere, right? Street after street. It seems that I'm going more into a residential neighborhood. Looks like a nice neighborhood. I pull up. GPS says that I've arrived. Guess what? It's not McDonald's. It's the largest Hell's Angels building I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so did you at that point realize that there's been some kind of mistake?
Yes, number one, in zoning.
Okay.
Because what is a four-story Hell's Angels clubhouse doing in the middle of a residential neighborhood?
Okay.
And then number two, yes, there's clearly some sort of problem on GPS. And I wonder, who is the problem larger for, McDonald's or the Hell's Angels?
How many times do you think people have just been looking for their like chicken nuggies and they show up at the Hell's Angel? And when you pulled up to the door,
right,
and you were you still looking for the golden arches, or did you realize that there had been a terrible mistake? Did you roll down the window? You're like, I'll have a number three with a large Coke.
There was nobody there, at least outside anyways. I mean, the building was absolutely massive. I'm sure I was on surveillance. I mean, people have rolled up to those type of parties before, had the best day of their life at a barbecue, ended up somebody's old lady and married. I mean, anything could have happened. None of those things happened to me. Suffice to say, I did not get a cheeseburger, though.
No, you're probably very hungry at that point. I don't think Hell's Angels gives out cheeseburgers.
And here's the thing, is what's up with GPS? Aren't they updating these things? Because that building didn't look like it had just showed up 10 minutes before. It's been there.
I think people do this all the time, is that they put in an address, they're told where to go, and the next thing you know, you're at the wrong place. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Does this ever happen to you?
So my nav has never done that to me, but when people are coming over to my apartment, I always just tell them like to try to use like this ice cream shop that I live above. It's closed, but like the address still works, so they just do that, and I just have them use that instead of putting in my actual address because it's too complicated.
Imagine how disappointed they are when they arrive, though, and they see that it's a closed ice cream shop.
I was thinking about that. Also, think about all the cheesy pickup lines he can do about push-ups and whatnot.
Push-ups?
Guess you just don't get it.
I don't. I don't. I blame the poop emoji. That's what I blame.
That's why you were making that face?
Yeah, that's my poop emoji face.
The last 30 seconds you've been making that face, and I was wondering what was wrong with you. Okay, what happened?
It's Anna and Raven. When you were growing up, and when I was growing up, and when all of us were growing up.
Yes, a simpler time.
We weren't obsessed with potty stuff, like all potty stuff. But I feel like children are so obsessed with everything having to do with bodily functions and the potty. And, you know, the big hype this year, it's Anna and Raven, is about the PS5, right? You can't find the PS5 everywhere.
Back in my day, we were classy. We never talked about poop emojis.
Right. But now, besides the PS5, the number one most in-demand toy this holiday season that's sold out everywhere. I just looked on Amazon. You know how they jack up prices?
Yeah.
I saw one for $112, which seems like a lot.
For what? A poop? What? For like a... What is it?
It's called Gotta Go Flamingo.
Okay.
And it's made by Little Live Pets. If you have kids, you're probably familiar with Little Live Pets. They're like, they're little animals, stuffed animals, but they kind of do human things, right?
Okay.
So this flamingo, here's the ad from it.
It's Gotta Go Flamingo.
Uh-oh, gotta go. Uh-oh, gotta go.
He talks.
First of all,
the flamingo tells you when he's got to go?
He tells you. Well, listen.
And he's
listen.
Leaving what? Flamingo treats all over the place?
It comes with a toilet. So it's a flamingo that goes to the bathroom on the toilet. First of all, when's the last time you went to the zoo and saw a flamingo go to the bathroom on a toilet?
And wait a minute. Does it pass, like, is it like gumballs?
Yeah,
or
you
what?
Feed it. You feed it what it looks like sand.
Okay.
And then it makes poopy. It makes
sand turds?
Yeah.
It makes sand turds.
Yeah.
So you can't eat them. It's not edible.
Wait, why would you eat them?
I don't know. I thought it was like a Pez dispenser or something that it just comes out the back.
No, but then listen to the quality. This is how the flamingo talks to you. Listen. That's the best technology we have on a talking flamingo.
Is it talking from inside the toilet?
No, it's just sitting toilet.
I just really want to understand why it is we actually manufactured a toy that we feed silicone products to, and it goes to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not an answer.
And he poops.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
Quick, the toilet.
Gotta go.
He just poops in the toilet, and then you hear it, and then
it's Gotta Go Flamingo. Out now from Moose.
Uh-oh,
gotta go. Why do... This is one of the hottest.
It's gone too far.
It's too far.
It's gone too far.
And I blame the
poop emoji because this happened with my kids, too. Hayden, my daughter, was completely normal. She understood that potty talk remained in the house. It was kind of, we just discussed it quietly, like, we gotta go potty, okay. But now, all of a sudden, there's all these emojis of the poop. And then we had emoji poop cakes.
Well, that made it funny, though.
And then everybody had emoji stuffed animals that were poop.
Not for nothing, it's been a rough year, if that's how kids want to express themselves.
With the flamingos that poop on the toilet?
Yeah, not with a flamingo. I don't understand the whole point of the flamingo stand-in. I mean, if you have to go to the bathroom, just go. Don't be afraid to ask. You should be able to go right now.
Look, its head. You know how flamingos have long heads?
I don't understand.
It reaches underneath so it can watch itself go poopy in the toilet. This is what it's come to. This is what it comes to. And here's the thing. Now it's available for $112 on Amazon.
$112?
Seems like a lot.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every morning a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Brett and Joanne. Brett, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
Christmas is coming up, and it's a time for family and all that. Joanne and I, we've been married for 4 years, and her ex, they have a couple of kids, shared custody, and I thought maybe we should try with Christmas, we should all celebrate together. You know, her ex has a new girlfriend, and I don't know, I just think, you know, it's getting serious with them apparently, so I thought it, we should try, you know, bringing everyone together for the kids, so it's not as chaotic, you know. We get half a day, they're moving around. I'd love to have them there for the whole thing. And Joanne, I don't think is too keen on the idea.
Joanne, why? Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I have not met my ex's girlfriend yet. I haven't had a chance to spend any time with her or meet her. So this is a completely unknown quantity. And I just think it's going to be a little bit much to try and have our first meeting and the whole family together for Christmas. That's a lot to put on everybody. It's a lot of pressure to put on her. It's a lot of pressure to put on the kids. If it turns out that I don't get along with her, or if it's weird, or she doesn't like me, that could be really weird for everybody involved. And I feel like that's a lot to put on, you know, Christmas. Like, maybe next year after I've had a chance to meet her or something like that. But right now, I just don't know that I'm ready for that.
Well, I mean, I think that there's your answer right there. I mean, if you're saying at the end that you don't know if you're ready for that, I mean, we say it like we're trying to be concerned for everybody else, but it seems pretty straightforward. I mean, the invitation would be to come to your house. So you've got the power of position right there. If they accept, they've made the decision. It is for the good of the kids. I would think that you're probably going to be so busy if you're playing host anyways that it wouldn't be much of an issue, but it could be awkward. Absolutely. Then again, it could be wonderful. You know, who knows? I mean, if you have a split family, many people would say that these are the best things for the kids.
Yeah,
right?
How old are the kids?
The adults together.
They're 6 and 8.
Well, 6 and 8. I would think you would love it to have everybody together.
Right. And they say, look at my parents. They all get along. Like, it tells you that the world is okay. I don't know.
But we can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Brett. This is great. And why wouldn't you want to extend the invitation and be able to have your kids all day long and all be together? But Joanne, they may be right, too. If you're not comfortable and you think that it's going to be awkward, then why would you put yourself in that position?
1-800-330-9999. Call or text. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's hard when the kids have to split the holidays, you know, to go from mom's house to dad's house. So Brett had an idea. He said to his wife, Joanne, why don't we invite your ex-husband and his new girlfriend over our house for Christmas? And then we can all spend it together. And we don't have to worry about sending the kids there after breakfast.
Seems like this.
Not on board.
Well, it seems like a simplified approach, right, for the day. And like it would be nice after all that's gone on this year. But Joanne's main apprehension is we haven't met this woman before. We don't know what type of person she is. What if we don't get along? What if it becomes awkward or whatever? Now we're messing up our holiday with that in mind. But, you know, if you lose your kids halfway through the holiday, for some people, I guess that's a dream. For other people, it's a nightmare, right?
Yeah. Whose side are you on? Let's check the text messages. Kudos to the fellow for suggesting sharing Christmas with his ex-wife. With his wife's ex. But I agree with Joanne. The first meeting of the ex's new girl should not be a high-pressure day like Christmas. That's really a good point.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas, though, if you typically have 30 guests and now you're going to have 5, it's different. It's different.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hi. Actually, I'm on the woman's side because I think that if
it's a new girlfriend. Maybe it's a lot of pressure for the kids to meet a new woman and spend such a big holiday like that.
I mean, everybody says they're getting serious. I don't know. I think it might be more about the fact that Joanne's worried that, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do? And this lady's judging me while I'm posting. I don't know.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on Brett's side. I think we've had enough negativity in 2020, and it'd be nice to have everyone together.
I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with extending an invite. Like, what's the big deal of just saying, hey, listen, do you want to spend the holidays with us together and the kids can we can be together with the kids all day?
Everybody keeps talking about the awkwardness, but, you know, it is Joanne and Brett's house. They already have the upper hand in that regard. And if it gets awkward, don't you think the ex and the new girlfriend will leave at some point? Of course they will. If not, that's the craziness that makes the holidays funny, right?
I guess. No.
It's like every rom-com movie you've seen. Come
I guess
on.
That's true.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brett, our audience agreed with you. Joanne, the audience heard a lot of how you feel, but you didn't really take into account how your children would feel. And I think they would be happy to have everybody all together and spend the day together. Then that's something you should really consider and kind of put your awkwardness aside for the day and do it for the kids.
Okay. I am trying to think of the kids, too, because the fact is, like, if it's awkward for her and if it's awkward for me, they feel that. But, I mean, you know, if y'all think that my kids are a little bit less on the uptick, then, hey, I'm willing to go for it. I'll just make sure I got a plastic tablecloth on.
And a glass of wine handy.
Yep.
You'll be fine.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's it. You know, the kids, you know, they're 6 and 8, so the older they get, you know, I just don't want them to miss out on these memories, because Christmas is so important to my family, and just having everyone together, it means so much. And I think, you know, we can all be adults and be cordial and think about what's best for the kids. And I think it'll work out great.
Certainly would hope so.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Virginia.
Hey, Virginia. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Virginia.
All right. We've got $1,200 on the line. $1,200 is a lot of cash, and I desperately want to give it away because tomorrow's the last day of Can't Beat Raven before it goes on hiatus for the year, and I really want someone to win. Raven's out in the hallway. I'm going to give you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Kylie Jenner has topped Forbes' list of the highest paid celebrities. Who is the father of her daughter, Stormy?
Travis Scott.
Number two, McDonald's is giving away free food through their app now through Christmas. What's the name of the purple soft blob that hangs out with Ronald McDonald?
Grimace.
Number three, Pete Davidson is reportedly getting all his tattoos removed for professional reasons. Pete Davidson was engaged to what pop star after they dated for a short time? Time's up. That's okay. Number four, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wants to send all healthcare workers to the Super Bowl. Who won the Super Bowl this past year?
The Patriots.
Number five, Megan Thee Stallion was TikTok's most listened to artist in 2020. What song did Megan Thee Stallion remix with Beyonce this year?
I should know that, so I sing it every day. Sorry.
That's all right, Virginia. You give it a good shot. Let me wave Raven back in.
Yo.
Virginia got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Virginia. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kylie Jenner has topped Forbes' list of highest paid celebrities. Who is the father of her daughter, Stormy?
Travis Scott.
Yes. Number two, McDonald's is giving away free food on their app now through Christmas.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
Yep. What's the name of the purple soft blob that hangs out with Ronald McDonald?
Grimace.
Grimace is correct. Does anybody actually know what Grimace is?
He's a blob.
He's a blob. He's a blob of love, I think.
He's a Grimace.
He's like a good friend. Yeah. All right, you guys are tied. Number three, Pete Davidson is reportedly getting all his tattoos removed for professional reasons.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson was engaged to what pop star after they dated for a short time?
Ariana Grande. It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
And he's been failing up ever since then. Everything he does Right or wrong, he just gets a better job.
Number four, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wants to send healthcare workers to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who won the Super Bowl this past year?
The Chiefs.
Yes. And number five, Megan Thee Stallion was TikTok's most listened to artist in 2020. What song did Megan Thee Stallion remix with Beyonce this year?
Savage.
I'm sorry, Virginia. He beat you 5-2.
It's Virginia, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Virginia. We're going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time, girl. Enjoy that shirt.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.